but don't take it from me.
Throw it to me.
But
throw it to me.
No, but
hand it to me.
But before I can hand it to you, I have to what it in.
Bring it in.
Alright. If I bring it in today, yesterday I
brought it in.
And I have already what?
Brought.
Alright. And now if a coat won't fit last year, you might say, well, it won't fit this year, but last year it
fit good.
And if it's a man doesn't have if a man has some pants and a coat that match, you know, and wears it with a tie, it's a what?
Dress suit.
And if it's not an old suit, then it's a
new suit.
And if your pockets are full, they sort of stick out like this, you say they what? Out.
They're sticking out.
Well, if it was like that, you'd say it what out?
I would just say it's sticking out pooch.
Well, if pooch, what's that mean?
It's just pooched out. If your jaw is swollen, it's pooched out.
Well,
you just don't hear that very often anymore.
What about
bulged? Yes, bulged. But I wouldn't think about clothes. If a can is bulged, that means the food in it is spoiled and don't eat it. If a can is bulged out, that's how I would use the word, think of bulge. I wouldn't think of pockets being bulged, but they would be.
But a bulge is used something in the kitchen, like a can.
Well, that's what I would think of it as bulge. Well. All
right. And now, if you wash wool in hot water, what does it do?
It shrinks or draw up.
All right. And if it shrinks, you say, if I wash it today, it will
shrink.
And yesterday, it
shrank.
And it has already
shrunk. Now, why do they want the present, past, and future tense of these words?
Well, different people say different things. They use in different areas.
Well, yes, but that's what's taught in the English books.
All right, but people in different areas don't necessarily use that. Now, if a girl goes out to the party and she's getting ready, you say she likes to what?
Dress.
And
cramp.
Well, all right, and if a woman has the best clothes, you'd say she's all
dressed up.
All right, and what do you carry? Your it's a little leather container with a clasp on it that women carry.
Purse.
And what does a woman wear around her wrist?
Wristwatch.
But if it's not a watch, it's just
bracelet.
And if you have a lot of little things hanging on here, you have a what?
Necklace or a choker.
Well, and it's there's a lot of little, that's right, it's like a necklace. It's made of a lot of beads. You have a what? A what of beads?
String of beads.
All right. And what do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
And you said something else.
When I was a child, I heard the word galluses. Now, how you spell it, I don't know. But then, they're just called suspenders.
Well, do you call them suspenders on overalls?
No.
What do you call them there?
Well, it's just the fasteners, I reckon.
All right. What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
And what's the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy top cover?
Bedspread. Oh, my husband told me to tell you that his grandmother used to call the cover, you know, the blankets, and kibber.
Oh, really?
Kibber. Now, I've heard that all my life, off and on.